This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Robert Greene, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on a in-store promotion that was tied in with the film Brokeback Mountain, and a promotion that has been getting less than stellar reviews from some people. There have been some complaints from consumers. We'll be talking with Mr. Greene. We have, as usual, our buy request flashback. I'll give you guys an update on the television show Teachers, which I'm part of, which will be debuting March the 28th. They've moved it up. Tuesday night, March 28th, Tuesday night, 9:30. I hope you will mark your calendar. Well, I know you'll mark your calendars, won't you? Don't you want to see my fat ass on television waddling about, speaking funny, saying stuff, what's funny? Sure you do. And we've got a great cast, great script, and the whole thing is just a beautiful thing, man. We'll be following Scrubs. So if you're a Scrubs fan, then maybe you'll be a Teachers fan. If you scrub, well, that makes you unique, man, because I don't know anybody that washes that regular. But in any event, let's bring on R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. R.C., how are you?
I don't know anybody that washes that regular. Jesus, kind of a desperate line.
Well, look, let me be the host, and you can talk about your school. And you just heard what young Justin McElroy said.
Well, yeah, I did, Mr. Hendry. And I want to say, first of all, that not all young people are people like that. A lot of us are devoted and dedicated to the military. And that kid is what we call, he's just trash. I mean, he's an idiot. And I like that one lady said, he won't get more than three kids to walk out with him. Because I think most of America understands, and here at the Bradley Military Academy, we're studying to be in the Army.
All right, now, I want to also mention, everybody, we have R.C. Collins gear on our website.
That you do, Phil. There's some tremendous R.C. Collins gear on the Phil Hendry Show website, and it's really good stuff. And
all right, what do we have?
Well, you've got what we call a cam hat. It's a trucker hat that's camouflage. It says Bradley Military Academy on the front. It has the Bradley Military Academy logo, which is the American Eagle. And guess what this American Eagle, like the real American Eagle, it carries like arrows. Guess what this one's carrying?
What?
A hand grenade. Whoop, there it is. Yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
And also, there's the cam bag, which is a duffel bag, which we think women will like. And so go to the Phil Hendry website and get the R.C. Collins gear.
All right, well, that's up on our website. I don't know when the gear will be available, but I know it's going to be very, very soon because I talked to Debbie today. And so that is there. And we also, like a watch?
Yep, there's going to be it's like a cam watch, meaning there's a camouflage face on it. The R.C. Collins cam watch. Bradley Military Academy, you know, getting it done, you know, opening up a can of whoop-ass for 2007, you know, opening up a can of whoop-ass on the ragheads for 2007, for 2007. Let me also say, Mr. Hendry, we're looking forward to seeing the show Teachers, what's going to be on the TV with you in it, right?
Yes, that's March 28th. At 9:30, what's that?
Yeah, Santos.
I'm talking to Mr. Collins right now. Hold on for a minute. But I'm in the middle of it. Yeah, Jay.
I won't tell you, Phil Hendry.
Right here, Jay.
All right, Phil. This is Jay, Gene Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I understand a young man on the phone right now.
Yeah, R.C. Collins.
Yes, sir.
Young man, my name is Jay Santos. We also... I want to just kind of point out to Mr. Hendry and to all people listening, we also do have Jay Santos gear on the website, so I don't think it's...
I'm not trying to give more play to this guy.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying... What do you mean, what am I saying? What's that? You want to get... What are you getting right up in there, huh?
Yeah, I'm going nose-to-nose with you. What are you saying?
Oh, boy. Boy, we got a pair on, you know, we got a real ever-expanding NAD region, don't we? You know,
hey, let me...
Well, you hold on for a minute. I'm not trying to give the guy any more play. There's Collins gear and there's Santos gear.
What I want to tell everybody, if you go to the website, go to Phil Hendry website, you can see Citizens Auxiliary Police gear under the name Jay Santos gear. And you get jackets. You get...
Hold on, for Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry, is the host there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is this? Some kind of a frame-up? I'm on the show.
Is he a guest?
Will you hold on for a minute and let me put this guy on hold?
Who?
Mr. Santos. Okay, go ahead, R.C.
As I was saying, so...
That ain't him. Put the other guy on hold.
You tell me put who?
Put this guy on hold.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Where'd he go?
You said to put him on hold.
Put the Jay Santos on hold and let the other guy on. All right, R.C., you there?
Yes, sir. All I'm saying... Oh, by the way, did you hear the Comb Over Boys show? They were talking about you, and...
What were they saying?
Yeah, he was on with a comedian, and anyway, Comb Over Boys says, yeah, because a guy called up and said, yeah, I heard a thing on this other radio show where a dude said that he would take a girl out, and if he didn't have a good time, he'd ask for 70% refund on the money it cost him on the date and everything.
Yeah.
And anyway... That was obviously something on your show. So boy goes, everybody, you know how he talks. He goes, yeah, everybody. There's some shows where everyone, you know, calls him. Well, it was real gay. But anyway, the comedian that was on, he didn't say nothing because he probably listens to you.
Well, I don't know. All right, anyway, thanks a lot, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, get out of here. And when I tell you to put Jay, you don't know who Jay Santos is.
I don't know, you said put a guy on hold.
Mr. Santos?
Yeah, Phil.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to say we have the Jay Santos gear, and we have the vinyl jacket. We have the Jay Santos pocket watch. We also have the Jay Santos hat. And all this gear is available on the Phil Henry website, and certainly when you do wear the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt, it says you just take a peek over the shoulder of the police, you're making your statement that you're in favor of law enforcement,
Will you spit it out, man?
It's, you know, just making a statement about law enforcement, that's all. So,
all right, the Jay Santos gear is on it. What? Well, okay, yeah, Ms. Dooley?
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I wanted to call up, Ben.
Yeah, plug your gear, too. Okay, so we got Bobby Dooley gear, and we got Jay Santos gear. So, thanks, everybody.
Phil, can I just interrupt?
Go ahead.
You let the other two men talk. I wanted to come on and talk a little bit about our Western Estates gear, which is...
I got to move on, all right?
Excuse me, but I'm going to speak about this because I've heard you give these other gentlemen. So...
Phil, why is she buttoning on me?
You're done, man.
I'm done? No. There's a couple things I want to say. We take a peek over your shoulder, please.
So I have listened to this retard... you know,
who's a retard?
I think you are, because what I'm saying...
Ma'am, first of all, I want to save lives. And what do you... Yeah, if you stop doing that, because, oh, man, what do I want? You know what I'd like to do? Commit a sexual violent act against you.
Oh my God. Oh, God. Are you sure you're real? Did you honestly...
Well, all right, Mr. Santos, I'm hanging up on you for that comment.
Mr. General?
Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to my... Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Dooley.
Well, I don't know, Phil. Anyway, hello, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley. The Western States Bobby Dooley gear is available on the website. We have spa robes. Okay, we also have the beautiful Bobby Dooley pink ladies' tee, waxed, relaxed, and rich. Okay, and also... we have the Western States tote bag and the Western States Country Club cap. So I think that about covers it, Phil. And
all right, so Bell's called. Ted.
It's got to turn into plug that edit, Phil.
Yeah, it really has. What I wanted to do was get to the...
Who's this?
This is Ted Bell.
Does he have an overbite? I don't understand.
Excuse me,
you sound like you've got an overbite.
Ma'am, I don't think that I've characterized you in any way, shape, or form. I don't think I'm talking about you personally.
Well, I'm just saying you sound like you have some kind of an overbite.
Get a load of her, will you?
Well, look, Mr. Bell is here to talk about the gear that...
I mean, I'm not talking about, what, you got some kind of red welt on the inside of your thigh? I don't talk about that.
Oh, my Christ.
Well, I don't know. Is there cheese down there?
Oh, get out of here! Is there cheese down there?
He wants it.
Mr. Bell, I...
Mr. Henry, I heard you have a number of people on your program moments ago saying all kinds of crudities. I've heard about log drops, I've heard about Splash Mountain, I've heard about strip downs, and I mentioned a little bit of cheese, just a tiny bit of cheese, and suddenly I'm hung up on. And I want to plug the...
Ted Belgear, I'm doing it for you. Go to our website, you get Ted's of Beverly Hills stuff too, and if you don't like any of that crap, and I wouldn't blame you after hearing those three people, or four, or however many there were, you can buy the Phil Henry Show stuff on our website. All right, now coming up, we're going to have our flashback by request, and then we'll have a little bit of commentary on what's in the news, including the deal that, you ever heard Howard Stern's being sued by CBS? Boy, are they desperate. So we'll have some news on that, news on our show, teachers, and other things. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Coming up, we are going to have Robert Greene as the CEO of Fraser Foods. Now, apparently, in an attempt to have a promotional tie-in for his grocery stores with the film Brokeback Mountain, they sponsored an in-store, what they called the Brokeback Olympics, Brokeback Mountain Olympics. One of the so-called promotions was having the women customers see if they could insert an entire banana, and pardon me, all the way back into their throat without activating the gag reflex. And this has, as you can well imagine, completely backfired. We're going to be talking with Mr. Greene to find out what were they thinking. I mean, what is this? They talk about their stores being, quote, the family's pantry. They promote family values. They were hoping to maximize the fact that so many women have gone to see Brokeback Mountain. Straight women, and as well as all kinds of people, but and why they would somehow translate that in their minds into an in-store contest where women try to get a United Fruit Corporation banana all the way into their, you know, all the way down their throat. So we'll see. 1-800-449-8686, obviously in lousy taste, as is much of the material on our show. Here is a flashback request now. And it comes to us from Darren. He says, Phil, can you play the one, and I don't remember which character it was, where a foreman was bending the glass in front of the building to look like the Virgin Mary and sat back and watched the Hispanics worship this image of the Virgin Mary as a miracle. I listen every day. It's the best show on the dial. Thanks, Darren. Well, it was Brad Rifkin. He's actually the owner of an advertising agency. And, you know, because the business was so lousy, in order to make a couple of cheap dollars, he put the image of the Virgin Mary on the side of his building, got a lot of people to think it was the Virgin Mary, and then he dressed up some of his employees as nuns and priests and sent them into the crowd with tambourines to collect money. Anyway, here it is. Brad Rifkin, this is from July of last year, and the Virgin Mary.
You ought to be arrested. You're defrauding some individuals that do not have a whole lot of money. You're making fun of them. You're using their beliefs to make mockery of them. I think you should be arrested, and
well,
I think you should be put out.
In order to be arrested for defrauding people, you've got to prove that there is a product that can be delivered. I'm not defrauding them because you're assuming...
You're taking donations from people that don't have money to eat.
Yeah, but they're giving it to me willingly. I'm not taking it
from
them.
Yeah, because they believe something
right.
That you are making a mockery of them.
No,
well, you know what?
You
what
can't
really
prove that Jesus actually does appear or doesn't appear. So how do you know that what I'm doing isn't what always happens with these Jesus things?
Well,
what,
you
do,
know,
what do you mean?
I don't know how you were raised, but I certainly hope that I know that what goes around comes around.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I know that
you
will end up paying dearly for this. Because
well,
this is dead
it sounds
wrong.
To me like you're jealous of the fact that we've got a
no,
business
I am
idea.
I'm totally not jealous. I would never make fun of anybody.
I'm not making fun of them.
Something as, yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not. No.
You're calling them just Mexicans.
No.
Well, you
oh,
know what?
Well,
they're a whole lot better than you, and you can't even hold a candle to them.
Ma'am, you don't even know me, and you can't make those comments.
I
didn't say anything bad about Mexicans. I said that they're Mexicans and they believe in it. They believe in Jesus appearing in a wall or something. So what's wrong with me being able to provide that for them?
Taking advantage of them, taking donations.
How's it taking advantage of them?
I hope that you're doing giving the donations to a good cause.
How are you going
to
prove that Jesus really does appear? You can't.
Are
so therefore
taking their donations and using them for yourself?
we are offsetting some of our business expenses, yes.
Oh, wow. That's really good. So now you're making mockery of people, and you're using it to profit yourself.
Well ma'am,
okay.
I'm glad that
because
you believe that you're God, but I'm not God, and but you think you're God, that's fine.
You are so far from God that
you're
not going to believe what the justice is.
But you're not God either, and I hope
I'm
you know that.
I'm not God, and I don't profess
Well, you're making
God,
all of these statements. You're making all these statements like
wrong.
You're God. And you're
no,
not God.
I just know what's wrong, and I know what's
well,
right wrong,
you,
and I'm sorry that your parents did not.
If you know what's wrong, then you know that
right
what we're doing is not wrong, if you know what's
yes,
wrong.
Yes, it is absolutely wrong.
No, it's not wrong, because they believe that it's really Jesus,
but
and
you,
if they really
you,
believe it's Jesus, then why are you going to
so
come in and rain
makes,
on their parade? So in other words, they believe it's Jesus,
making,
and then you come along and you mess it up for
them. Fun of you, you think that's right?
I'm not making fun of them.
Of you and profited from it. You
I'm not making fun of
right.
I'm not making fun of them
yes,
at all.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Just
I'm giving them.
How you call
I'm
them
giving them what
Mexicans.
They want.
They're you acted like they were lesser than you, but you know
well,
what? You can't
if
even
you're
Mexican,
if you're Mexican, then you're taking it personally. I didn't say anything about.
I am not Mexican, but let me tell you
well,
something.
Well, you just said
you
that like you're
wrong.
Glad you're not. You just said that like you're glad you're not.
No,
Mexican.
I did not say
yes, you
I was glad I was not. I said I am not Mexican.
Well, you said it in a way.
I said I am not Mexican by birth.
But what I'm
but
saying
you
is,
you can't even hold a candle to how good they are.
When I asked you if you're a Mexican, you were really quick to say, "No, I'm not a Mexican." Like you would be ashamed of being a Mexican.
I am not ashamed of being a Mexican.
So,
sir.
Are you Mexican or not?
No, I am not Mexican.
Well,
but that has nothing to do with this.
It sounds to me like you are glad you're not a Mexican.
You think it's okay to make fun of just Mexicans?
I don't make fun
saying.
Of them. I give them something that they want, which is to see, you know, Jesus in a wall or whatever they see it in. And what's wrong with making them happy? And
well,
you're not
jump in
making
here.
Them happy.
Hold on,
you're
I'm going to jump in here. The
religion.
Lady is saying that these individuals, these Mexican people or what have you, believe that Jesus does appear. And
yeah, but that's so he appeared.
But that's not Jesus. That's something you guys manipulated in a glass block.
What
well,
difference
okay.
does it make? If they believe that it's Jesus, if they believe it's Jesus, then it's Jesus. And they're not ashamed to say they're Mexicans, and I'm not ashamed to say they're Mexicans, but this lady here is ashamed of the fact that they're Mexicans.
Said, no, you're turning
yeah.
it around.
No,
sir. You're
you keep
around.
Bringing up the fact they're Mexican, and I
no,
think it's because
you're
jealous
that I've got to by saying they were just Mexicans.
I got a good relationship with the Mexicans. Do you?
Well, I certainly hope
do you know
that
any Mexicans?
Find out what you're doing because your relationship
well, ma'am,
will definitely change.
Other than the people that cut your grass, do you know any Mexicans? Yeah.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well,
I have some very close friends of mine that are, and I will let them know.
The people that clean your house?
Oh, there we go. Brad Rifkin giving it to some lady on the fact that he put a fake image of Jesus in some glass block and sent. He actually dressed up the receptionist and a couple of the female account executives as nuns and had them go out into the crowd with tambourines, just money for the poor, and we offset our business expenses. A real sick and twisted guy. Brad Rifkin on the Phil Hendry Show, one of our recent guests. Our number here, and that a flashback, of course. If you'd like to email us, we'll give you a email address in a moment. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And that email address, by the way, phs@philhendryshow.com, phs@philhendryshow.com. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, how are you tonight?
Good.
First of all, I want to say it's great to have you back on the air. I know that you have been involved in your television program. I'm sure it's going good for you, but it is wonderful to have you back on the air. And I know that I echo the sentiments of a great many people in saying that. It's just wonderful to hear you live, Phil, and not that I mind the tapes.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
But it's wonderful to have you back on, and I just wanted to mention that because we get just such a bang out of you. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Phil, before I get to what I want to say is your program on tape is probably better than most shows that I listen to that are live. And,
well, you're very kind to say that, sir.
And I really mean it. I think I guess it's because of the episodic nature. Of what you do, but and the other thing I wanted to add to that, and then I do want to talk to you about something that I saw in the news, but I wanted to ask you: do you ever give tours of your radio of your radio station, or how does one come to see you work? Or
we actually don't, sir. It's been You know, ever since 9/11, security has changed for so many businesses, and ours is not any different, and we don't really have the guests in the studio like we used to, but I do try to get out and do personal appearances and things like that.
All right, well, I just think it's a wonderful program, Phil, but the reason why I called is...
Well, now I got to go to a break, okay?
What a douchebag.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, somebody told me that this mint green jingle is really funny. This was made by one of the kids over at sweetfeatheryjesus.com. And Sweet Feathery Jesus is an unofficial fan site that we sort of unofficially support here on the Phil Hendry Show. And if you'd like to get in with a group of people that are twisted and are twisted for a reason, they like the Phil Hendry Show, and they also get together, and they have little chat rooms in there, I guess, and they got message boards, and people can rap with each other. They also, it has been a fantastic repository for us for material, because we got, in the last 3 weeks, great archive material of bits that we've done on the show. The other thing that the guys at Sweet Feathery Jesus want to do, and we're going to do it with them, and we're very happy to do it, is we're going to do a live chat. And we're going to do a live chat following the show one night on sweetfeatheryjesus.com, so people can go over there and I don't know how that works, man. What do I do? I like just type stuff in, bud.
Yeah, they ask you a question and then type it in.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything, man. How do I do it? I mean,
they'll ask you and you type it back.
Oh, I'm kind of like if I'm IMing them or something.
Yeah.
All right, this is called the Mint Green Jingle. So let's listen to it. This has been auditioned by you. All right, let's listen. Turn that off. Is that from, what bit was that from? Was it?
It was last week, the guy who had mint green.
Oh, that clown that had that product? Oh, man. Anal odor. Do you realize that actually, not that product, but that kind of thing exists? It's beyond belief. All right, in the news, I told you that Howard Stern has apparently... Will you shut that off?
We got to take a break.
We got to take a break.
Right.
I'm sorry, folks. I'll get back to it in a moment. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. We have to take a break, and then I'll tell you about the CBS lawsuit. This is the Phil Hendry Show. What is this, bud?
It's just it's for people, the ragheads. And...
What is that? What wait, is this a commercial? What do you want, David?
Oh, I want. I'm telling you, I told him to play that.
Why?
Because we got a lot of people that are Muslims that are very upset with some of the material on the show. Now, just allow it to play in a moment.
Wait a minute. Turn that off. Now, what am I doing here?
You're not doing anything. You're shutting up. But because of the material you've done on your show, that some people that are, Islam are...
Muslims?
Yeah, Muslims. They find it offensive. We got to play that.
What do you mean we got to play that?
It's their music. And it soothes them.
It soothes them down.
Yeah, it soothes them down.
What do you mean it soothes them down?
Were you the guy that wanted me to put that Muhammad thing on?
I wanted to put the Muhammad cartoon.
You know how many people that really ticked off a lot of people? That really ticked off a lot of people, okay? Now I got to calm them down. I got a million towelheads calling me up. Why? Because you think you got some freedom of speech. Yes, of course you do have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom, completely freedom of speech. You got to limit it. Otherwise, I got a million of these guys calling me. Now, you understand?
Oh, here we go again with that.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Oh, geez, I forgot. You're Jacob Riis. You're the original Horace Greeley. Aren't you just Mr. Free Press? Look, I'm the guy that's got to answer the phones.
Mr. Hall, he's the guy that's got to answer the phones.
Shut up, bud. So what I want you to do right now, Phil, is...
Yeah, I know. Play the music.
Right. Now, read with bud. Have you got the copy?
Yeah, I got it right here.
You want me to read this?
Yes, and no commentary. Just read it.
Who wrote it? Can I just add...
Just Bud wrote it. Just read it.
Did you approve this?
Yes, read it.
And now, on account of we had a lot of Islams upset, here's music what'll calm you down. Turn your mic off, bud. I don't understand it.
Shut up.
All right, Mr. Raj Fanin is going to join us now. Mr. Fanin, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, my understanding is this is music that you sent in. It is the the music to Saw an American, is that correct?
Yes. This music was composed by myself along with my son to sing Saw an American.
Which is a song that mocks American fast food habits.
No, sir, it's not to mock, you know, it's to have, it's a question, you know, is all I'm saying. And,
do you have lyrics to the song?
Well, I've got a few lyrics to the song, yes.
All right, go ahead. That's what we're supposed to do.
Hold on. Well, I saw an American with Burger King. It was coming out of his thing. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You got it. Saw an American at Dairy Queen. He looked like he was going to explode. Oh, yeah.
Get out of here with that, man. Get me some lyrics on that thing before I put him on the air, okay?
What are you talking about? You just hung up on an Islam. He'll blow us up.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Dude, now I got to deal with it.
Oh, shut up. You just hung up on an Islam. Now he'll blow us up. When that guy gets the lyrics to that song, then we'll put him back on. Are you kidding me? What, did he go to a production house and have it made? That's fantastic. Saw an American enter Burger King. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Mr. Finney, I understand we have the music ready for you now and that you've come back with proper lyrics, right?
I've always said proper lyric, you know, but they did not have the music ready for me.
Well, I had the music and you didn't give me the lyrics to the song.
I've got a lot of lyrics to the song.
All right, here is Raj Finney with I Saw an American. God.
Saw an American at Tasty Freeze. Wait till you see what... No, hold on. Go back. Stop.
Daddy!
Go back.
What?
Go back. Stop. You screwed it up, you know? You screwed it up.
I didn't screw up anything.
No, you... All right, go. Saw an American at Tasty Freeze. Wait till you see what drops between his knees. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Saw an American eat a chili dog. In about 2.5 hours, it'll become a log. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You got it. Saw an American at Burger... Oh, you piece of crap.
Turn it off. What happened? Did he blow the thing?
Yeah, he blew something.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's Raj Finney with Saw an American. Eating at Burger King. Anyway, thanks a lot to the guys at Sweet Feather Jesus for that. 1-800-449-8686. Just a side note. Somebody sent me a disc from the Comb Over Boys show where someone called in talking about something. The thing that R.C. Collins... It's fine. Thank you very much for doing that, but I don't need to play Comb Over's audio, okay? I mean, we work hard on this show. I don't want to listen to him with another comic... He's getting, like, Comb Over has all these comics and his guests who usually listen to me. And then Comb says, well, you know, we get phone calls on this show. I can't believe that guy has gotten to the point now where he counts the number of phone calls he gets. He doesn't understand. You could do 4 hours of radio and not get one phone call and have millions and millions of listeners. Considering the fact that he doesn't have millions and millions of listeners and he gets plenty of phone calls, I hope that keeps him feeling, you know, loved. Because one thing's important for Combs, man. He's got to feel loved. And with a kisser like that, the more the better. Comb Over is one of these guys that is so... First of all, every shot we take on him is so pinpoint on target. He's rubbing his rear end for months with salve. First of all, he's got to ice his ass down every time we hit him with some shot on this show. So he comes back with the weakest stuff, like our calls are set up. Yeah, that's right, man. Maybe you used to do that. In fact, I know you used to do it. Do you know that? Combs, you know it's true, baby. He used to pay people $50 to call his show. Do you know how pathetic that is? There ain't one call on this show that's set up, other than the characters that come on, which, you know, I happen to know the guy very intimately who performs those voices. Okay, so there ain't no setup on my show. And just because you paid people $50 when we both worked over at, you know, KFI, doesn't mean that I'm doing it. Because that's the kind of stuff you used to do where? Where were you, Phoenix? So anyway, I want to thank the person with that. And some guy called his show and began referencing, you know, a bit that was on our show. And he's got some comic sitting there with him. And the comic suddenly realizes that that Combs is talking about me. So tries to steer him away by saying, well, you know, there's some hosts that pay people to call. Not knowing that the guy that has him on his show does that. The other thing about Combs callers is they all read what they're saying. In other words, you can't even get on that show as a caller unless you're reading it off of a sheet of paper. As opposed to the people that call our show who are actually and truly out of their freaking minds or stupid. And I do mean dumb, especially when we're talking to people who claim they've got a PhD in whatever the hell it is, you know, like pharmacologically, I don't know what the, you know, they've got PhDs and things that they shouldn't even have. They got PhDs and stuff that ain't been invented yet. All right, so thank you for that, but we're not going to play that either. However, I will read the email. It just goes very quickly. Hi, Phil. Yesterday on Boy's show, Hour 3, he says, this was yesterday, February 14th, someone called in to tell Tom about how they heard another radio show where the guest was having women fill out cards agreeing to reimburse the men if the date went sour. Tom's caller totally believed the bit and was obviously referring to your Larry Grover date night debit show, where Larry wants to be reimbursed 70% if the date sucks. So Combs went on to trash talk a bit about this type of host who is running that show, and even more surprisingly, seems to have heard the exact Larry Grover show himself, because he shoots it down right away in an almost unspoken manner, attributed it to Phil, unnamed by you, or unnamed by him, of course. Could it be he actually listens to your show? Thanks, Michael. Yes. Oh, don't worry about it, man. You want to know something? In the, I don't know how many years that Boy's been on the air in this town, I've heard a total of 1 hour of his show. Total, I swear to God. He's listened to hours and hours. In fact, I didn't want to have to say this, but I've got to come out with it. He's a Backstage Pass member. Can you believe that? The guy is like, and plus he's a cheap creep, because we got to keep reminding him to get a new credit card, because he's hit the limit. $6.95 a month, that maxes his limit on his Visa. Hey, Comey, I don't know what's going on with you, man, but you better get a little bit higher, you know, limit there on your, you know, Capital One card. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene on a Brokeback Mountain promotion that, well, broke. Coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's talk with Jeff Dowder. Jeff, you are probably better acquainted with what happened on Pacific Coast Highway earlier this week. I don't let everybody know out there, if you didn't get the news, and you might have, and I was on my way to work that morning at NBC. I was going over to Sony Studios in Culver City when a Ferrari, Jeff, is that it?
Yeah, Phil, it's a Ferrari, and the top speed is, top speed on it goes probably about 200 miles an hour. And it was a Ferrari Enzo, yeah, that crashed on Pacific Coast Highway near Decker Canyon Road.
Okay, so what happened was, this guy was, there's how many cars are there, 400 in the world, but they, like three of them have been cracked up. Tell me what happened.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. It's real simple, and it's pretty hard for, you know, Ferrari owners, or more importantly, Ferrari admirers, because, you know, I mean, you could count, I mean, you'd need more hands than you've got to count just on one hand how many people own a Ferrari, what's in your audience. In other words, what I'm saying is the per capita number of people that own Ferraris, if you said, yeah, you can count on one, just one finger, how many people own a Ferrari in your audience, that's not enough hands, though, because the per capita...
What do you mean it's not enough hands?
The per capita number of people listening to your show that own a Ferrari, you'd need six hands just to say only one.
Will you tell me about this crash and forget about how many hands I need?
I'm telling you, man.
Just tell me about the crash.
Okay, what I'm telling you is this. If you had eight hands...
Forget about how many hands I need. I want to know about this Ferrari crash.
Okay. The guy that crashed it is one guy. He owned a Ferrari.
Oh, I'm gonna commit homicide.
Wait, you stupid or something?
Who's that?
It's Bud.
It's Bud.
Hey, man, why don't you stay out of it, okay? I'm a guy with a steel plate in his head, and...
Yeah, I even know what he's talking about.
Will you just tell me it now? Now, I gotta go to commercial, you jackass.
No, I'm just saying. All right, how many hands do you have?
I got two hands, man.
Okay, you need more hands.
For what?
To understand how few people own the Ferrari. There's only enough hands.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.